I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with Donovan Holterhouse. He's a member of our all-decade football team. He was a varsity member of the 2015 and 16 state championship football teams at Pella High School. First of all, Donovan, it's good to catch up with you. We just had about a half-hour conversation catching up on life. First of all, as you think about your football career, kind of jumps to mind as we think back to 4 or 5 years ago now that you've been in college for 3 years and have been pretty far removed from some of those memories.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun while it lasted. You realize once it's gone how quickly you miss doing those kind of things and how much you miss the people and coaches, players, everyone that you spend all that time with, and then go to school and don't see those guys for a long time. And yeah, you miss those memories, and yeah, it was a lot of fun while you had it.
So when you think back to those teams, what are some of the things that stand out to you as things that you remember first and foremost, or like some of the big moments or favorite memories that you have top of mind?
Well, I mean, a lot of people would probably assume my favorite memory is our game against Xavier, where Ryan caught the game-winning touchdown with time running out. I think some of the most important memories that I've gained from high school sports is all the friendships that you build with all those people, and all the relationships you build with coaches, parents. That's just something you really cherish once you can't really experience that anymore. It's just a lot of fun.
The thing that jumps out to me about your career, what's interesting is, you know, you had your most varsity success after the first two championships. You know, your biggest contributions came in 2016, but you're still a part of the 2014 and 15 teams. What do you think, with your class especially, you know, Nick Finney, Ryan Van Wyk, and so on, allowed you guys to have all that success after Noah Klaberg and Garrett Jansen and all these other greats that graduated?
Yeah, so we had a lot of talent, but other than talent, we had a lot of team chemistry, more than what I think any other classes or teams as a whole have had in the past for a long time. I played with most of these guys since I was in kindergarten. I mean, I played basketball with Ryan and Nick since I was in kindergarten. So we had a lot of chemistry, knew how each other worked. We had great relationships with everyone on the team. So I think that was a huge factor in our success as a team.
One of the things that I can't remember if it was Nick or Ryan told me when you guys were still in school was one of the things that helped you was you got to practice against guys like Noah Klaberg, and you guys like practice, you know, whether they were on defense or offense, or Will Warner or, you know, Payson Vandaloon, some of these guys who were all state football players. How much do you think that helped you for your senior season, not only playing with those guys, but practicing against them and playing some of the best players that have ever maybe played Iowa high school football?
Yeah, well, playing against those guys, first of all, in practice is an insane challenge. They show you toughness, show you how to play, leadership. You learn so much playing against those guys, not only how to play, but how to lead, how to be a good teammate. So I learned so much from them about toughness. Yeah, like I said, being a leader and how to be a great teammate to everyone else on the team.
Well, and, you know, what was so different about your senior year was, you know, Pella football for many years had been a running team. And you passed a little bit more in that 2015 team. But basically, when it was Nick at quarterback and then you and Ryan at wide receiver and Avery Van Zee out of the backfield and so on, you guys had really become a throwing threat. What was that transition like going to an offense that was essentially a spread offense and being a team that could still run the football to an extent, but your primary playmaking weapon was the deep pass?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm glad Coach McKinstry allowed that. that was a lot of fun to be able to transfer into that style of play. We had so many weapons on offense, not only at any position, wide receiver, quarterback, running back. We had a great offensive line as well that provided time for these plays to happen. And that's the kind of not the thing that people see the most, but it's so important to the success of these teams. But to have that many threats, it's a lot for even the great defenses that we played against to handle. So I think that was definitely in our favor, and we had a lot of fun playing with all the threats that we had.
Well, and what I think, you mentioned basketball a little bit ago. I thought there were some really interesting parallels that, you know, when you guys played basketball together, you and Ryan were forwards, and Ryan maybe more traditional center, but Nick Finney was a point guard. And he played quarterback when he threw the ball almost like a point guard, where he kind of just threw it up to you guys and let you use your 6'5" height. What was that adjustment like? And I imagine that basketball probably played a big role in that kind of success.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, we played basketball with Nick and all those guys since we were in kindergarten, since we were really little. We've built a lot of trust with all our teammates, and I think that's a huge part, that Nick can just throw it up and trust either me or Ryan or anyone else to go get it. So that relates to back to the football field, and we just have so much trust in each other to that we know, like, I'll be there. Just trust me to be there. And he can trust me to go make a play.
Well, and that season you made a lot of big plays. One of my favorite calls on the radio was at Norwalk that year, and you like juked out 3 or 4 defenders and broke some tackles on a certain touchdown early in that game. I may have jumped the gun with play of the year, obviously with what happened at Xavier later that season. But you know, when you think back to that and to that experience and in big games like that, when you played against Norwalk in some of your playoff games, what do you remember most about kind of making those big plays after big plays? Because that was kind of the signature of the Pella football team. It wasn't a lot of sustained drives. It wasn't like 10, 12 play drives. It was a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4 play kind of drives.
It was so much fun. But I give a lot of credit to, like I said, the offensive line and Nick. Everyone had great vision and just had a lot of trust in each other. But back to Coach McKinstry, he believed in our abilities to make these plays. So, we just trusted each other and let it happen.
Well, and here we are talking so much more later, and I know that you've been asked about the Xavier game a lot, but that's the one that I think people remember the most, especially that last drive with obviously the catch with Ryan and being able to win maybe one of the greatest games ever played at the Unidome. You know, when you think back to those two dome games, obviously the really close one was Xavier, but then having to come back the next week and beat a really good Webster City team, what are the things that you remember most about being up there in Cedar Falls, especially with that senior year team?
Yeah, so with the play with Ryan winning that game, winning touchdown against Xavier, we had so many weapons, but we went back to Ryan because that's what's been working for us. We didn't want to switch that up. If it's been working, we want to stick to that, and why change it up? But back to the excitement and winning that game against Xavier, and then we have to turn around and go play, like you said, a good Webster City team in the championship. We kind of had to, as exciting as that was, we had to put it behind us and focus on what's in front of us and that Webster City team. And they had a challenging offense, and we had to figure out how to deal with it.
So when you think about that team, 42-0, you were a part of all three, but obviously for the last 2 years of that especially. When you think back on that accomplishment now that you've been in college a few years and now that you've been kind of removed from that high school experience, what do you appreciate most, do you think, about that run and making what is unquestionably one of the greatest runs ever in Iowa high school football, and you were a big part of that?
Yeah, like, it was very memorable, very so much fun to be a part of that. Just being a part of it was memorable in itself, and I just had so much fun with it that, I mean, yeah, it was just the memories itself, being with those guys every day, and it was just a blast to be able to be a part of it.
Now, what's interesting about our conversation, Donovan, today is that most of the guys we're talking to either had a college football career or are still a part of a college football team. You decided not to go into athletics after school. You went to UNI and for a year decided to try out for basketball. Didn't work out. You know, what has that transition been like for you, knowing that a lot of people who do play high school football at Pella that had this kind of success you did went on, and what kind of led to your choice not to, I guess, pursue athletics after school?
Yeah, I had a lot of interest in continuing to play, but I knew I wanted to go to UNI. That's where my whole family went. I decided to try out, play for Ben Jacobson for a year, and after that, just wanted to keep keep going as a student and play intramurals. We've had a lot of good intramurals teams, so that's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's it was a lot of fun while I could play for the year, but I cherish those memories, and I'm still having a lot of fun playing intramurals.
Well, now your role at college is supportive big brother. You have a younger sister who I've featured pretty extensively, and she was probably one of the first athletes I really got to know over the course of 4 years. She's still playing at UNI coming up hopefully this fall, and you got a chance to be one of her biggest fans, I'm sure, for her first year. How exciting is that for you to see her continue to grow and to be able to go in to UNI and have an athletic career and to really be able to, in some cases, thrive as a freshman and into her sophomore year now?
Yeah, it's been very exciting watching her start her college career. I remember her first game, getting her first kill against Texas. Like, just watching her go from middle school to club volleyball teams up to UNI, it's just proud of her and all the work she's put in. I was talking to you earlier about how her work ethic, and she's never quits. Like, she sees a goal and she goes and gets it. So, yeah, it's just good to see her success.
Donovan Holterhouse joining us here on KRLS. I really appreciate your time. It's been good to catch up with you. All the best to you, and congratulations as a member of our all-decade football team.
Thank you. Appreciate it.